I listened to his words, but didn't believe them. He wanted me to leave the deck, that was clear. But why? Wine, I said. Will you have white or red?
I don't mind, he said. As long as it's strong, and there's plenty of it.
I'll have to search for it, I told him. I went below, then took off my shoes, and went quietly up the other stairs to watch him. He was on his hands and knees, and, although his leg hurt him, he moved quickly across the deck, and took a long knife from among some ropes. I could see the blood on it. Then he hid it under his coat and went back to his place. This was all I needed to know. Israel Hands could move about, and now had a weapon, and he was going to try to kill me. But I knew that he wouldn't use the knife until the ship was safely on the beach. I went back to the cabin, put my shoes on again, and picked up a bottle of wine. Then I went back up on deck.